Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan. Sissel reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel tags and scores. Kerr tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan throws the ball into Kress, who tags Walsh trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan. Sissel reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berg. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Berg steals second. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely throws the ball into Melillo who tags Walsh trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berg scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Crowder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Kress moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Chad Kimsey now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to home to get Com. Sissel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Berg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Blue reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan, who is chasing the ball. Whatwood reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Schang pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is hit by the pitch. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGowan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Schang now catching. Jack Ogden now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 4 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGowan, who is chasing the ball. Shires reaches third base with a triple. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Manish scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. Kress moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, White Sox. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang is 0 for 1 in the game. Schang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.